all the five nations on the front line have decided after the meeting which took place in Niamey, Niger. Then the next meeting took place in Addis Ababa. All the nations, including the African Union, which gave the support to the five countries of the front line. Let us say that the continent as a whole has decided to come together to curb this issue, to address this issue, and possibly to get rid of Boko Haram, which is jeopardizing, undermining the life of people, our economy, our way of living. Indeed, to do it, they need to organize themselves to bring together their means. I mean intelligence, military, hardware, all necessary means have to be brought together in order to address this issue. Because Boko Haram became this kind of cancer, of problem, which will spread maybe all over the sub-region. And if no right solution is found, it will spread maybe all over Africa. So the head of state understood the need to address it properly.
What necessitated this latest round of joint military action against this Boko Haram militants? Because they've been causing havoc for some time now. Sometimes they attack Cameroon, attack Nigeria, attack Chad, Niger, and all these. What prompted this latest round of joint effort to crush them?
It is easy to understand. What does the state have understood and noticed that by acting alone, by protecting your own frontier, your own border alone, it is impossible to address the issue. It is impossible. The reason why they have to come together to share intelligence, to bring together their means, to get the assistance of the international community. Let me remind you that during the meeting which took place in Paris under the leadership of François Hollande, the great nations in the world, including the United States of America, Great Britain, France, European Union, China, Canada, and Germany, all those states have decided to give us the necessary helpful hand in order to address the issue. But to get them involved in the process, they need to have the backing of the Security Council. That reason why the state of the front line resulted to African Union, and the African Union imposed upon them to put in place a commission of experts to frame the legislation, the condition, all that is necessary. So when this document is ready, they will put it at the disposal of the Security Council, to get the blessing of the Security Council, to get means, to get the necessary to address this issue.
Now, how is intelligence sharing? Because would you say the intelligence sharing between these countries, these five main nations at the frontier of this fight, necessitated this latest round of military offensive against Boko Haram?
Boko Haram, they have their own program. They want to terrorize. They want to slaughter people. They want to kill. They want just to play havoc all over the area. We know their program. There is no, they have nothing else in the agenda. But all the states involved in this process, they understood that by fighting alone, by trying to protect your border, it is impossible, because when they want to attack, they will come in their hundreds, not to say in their thousands. So by so doing, it is always possible to overwhelm any other military preparation, because you don't know exactly where they will attack, when they will attack, the logistics they are going to use, the number of people they are going to use. The reason it is almost difficult if people do not share intelligence, do not bring together their means, it won't be possible to address this issue.
Last time we heard some of these militants killed about 70 or so Cameroonians. How is the government reacting to this?
It is almost impossible, and they will never succeed to settle in Cameroon. What they can do, whenever they are in need of food, they need meat, they need what they do not have. Then they come to address our villages and to loot their properties. So in so doing, they terrorize people, they kill people. And whenever this information is brought to the knowledge of our army, then we organize a retaliation, we organize the riposte. This is what we used to take. This is what has taken place yesterday in the early hours of the morning.